This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
Many employers across the country are, for the first time, offering a new paid day off this year, Juneteenth. Juneteenth falls on June 19th, which is tomorrow. It commemorates the day in 1865 when many slaves in Texas learned that they had been freed more than 2 years after the Emancipation Proclamation. It's long been a day of celebration and reflection for African Americans, but it's only now gaining more widespread acknowledgement. WBEZ's Odette Youssef reports.
Akile Parnell has taken Juneteenth off for years.
But even as, you know, African-American from Birmingham, Alabama, it wasn't something that was just widely celebrated.
Parnell says typically he'd take the day off to read something about slavery, the struggle for black liberation, and to reflect on the legacy of slavery. In the past, it's been a pretty solitary exercise.
Even in, you know, many, you know, African-American communities, it's not as widely celebrated. I think that will change from here on out.
Why? Because now more Americans are expressly being given Juneteenth off. Parnell's own small organization, the Chicago Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights, is among them. It announced this week that tomorrow is now a paid annual holiday. Same goes for other organizations, big and small. AbbVie, the biotech giant headquartered in Chicago, is giving its 47,000 employees a paid day off. Northfield-based insurance company Allstate is doing the same.
People are anxious to do something.
Mary Morton is president of Morton Group, a national consulting firm that helps clients on issues around racial equity, diversity, and inclusion. Morton says it's great that many companies are issuing public statements to support Black Lives Matter after the killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis. But she says at this moment, the public is demanding action, not just lip service.
This is one of the ways they can do it. And it's a fairly simple way, I would say, to say to your Black staff that we have heard you and we want to be part of the solution.
In fact, Morton says the trend may be reaching a point where employers who don't offer Juneteenth off may have to address that.
I think it will be incumbent upon them to have conversations with their staff about why they have not, but maybe they're looking to do that in the future, or just what the concerns are.
Morton says whether or not an employer offers Juneteenth off, work remains. She encourages them to gather their teams to discuss racial equity realities and solutions in their workplace. Tracy Baim is publisher of the Chicago Reader. She's giving staff Friday off. She says recognition of Juneteenth is long overdue.
You know, it's interesting how society changes in bursts, both small and big. I feel like a lot of the things that happened the last 2 weeks were things that were 30, 40 years in the planning.
Baim says she doesn't completely understand it all, but she wonders if the convergence of major events, the pandemic, Floyd's killing, widespread unemployment, has driven this shift in societal norms. Whatever it is, she's encouraging Black employees to rest tomorrow. And
for the white employees, I do hope that they take the opportunity to learn more about Juneteenth and maybe do some amplification of Black Lives Matter and other organizations that are doing the work in the streets, whether protesting or feeding people.
And if you're new to all this, Akile Parnell, the lawyer who's been observing Juneteenth for years, has a reading suggestion. It's something he traditionally reads on July 4th instead of celebrating Independence Day. It's Frederick Douglass's speech titled, What to the Slave is the 4th of July? Odette Youssef, WBEZ News.